kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Dumako naman tayo sa mga kaganapan kahapon dito sa Melbourne kung saan bumisita ang Vice-Presidente ng Pilipinas na si Sara Duterte at sinalubong ng kanyang mga taga-suporta, gayon din may mga tao rin na tumutol sa kanyang pagdating sa bansa. Sa gitna ng malamig na panahon sa Melbourne, bumuhos ang suporta ng ilang mga Pilipino sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia para sa pagdating ng Vice-Presidente ng Pilipinas na si Sara Duterte.
I'm happy to be here. It's my first time in Melbourne, and I'm happy for the warm welcome of the Filipino community here in Australia, not just Melbourne.
Ayon sa pahayag ng Office of the Vice President, dumating sa Melbourne si Duterte noong June 18, 2025, Miyerkules ng umaga, nang tanungin ng Vice-Presidente sa dahilan ng kanyang pagbisita sa Estado at kung may kinalaman ang anumang politikal na aspeto rito, ito ang kanyang naging sagot.
The reason why I am here is because I want to bring to the international community and talk to the Filipino community here in Australia about the International Criminal Court and the case of former President Duterte, as well as discussing what is happening in our country right now in terms of the performance of the administration of President Marcos. Oh, not for this visit. I've not reached out. I did reach out to Foreign Minister Penny Wong, but unfortunately she is unable to meet me on Monday. So I will not be visiting Australian government officials for this visit, but I do hope that I can meet them in my next visit in the future, inshallah. I don't think it will reflect the relationship of the Philippines and Australia. It was a very short notice. I informed her informally through a message that I am here in Australia and I am here to do a rally today. And that if she is available for a very brief, quick chat, just to say hello, because I met her in the Philippines when she visited and just wanted to say a friendly hello, nothing official.
Noong March 11, 2025, inaresto ng International Criminal Court ang kanyang ama at dating pangulong si Rodrigo Duterte dahil sa kasong Crimes Against Humanity of Murder kaugnay ng kampanya nitong War on Drugs noong ito'y leader pa ng bansa taong 2016. Kasalukuyan na siyang nakakulong sa United Nations Detention Unit sa The Hague, Netherlands matapos ang mahigit 3 buwan. Ano na ang lagay ng dating pangulo?
You haven't seen him this thin before. I don't think he's ever been this thin since maybe before his marriage. So he's thick thin because of the lack of appetite and because of the weather. It's very cold for him. He's not used to the cold. And I think it's the way that they cook the food. It's not really traditional Filipino food. But I'm happy that he gets rice every day. But he's given milk as well and he doesn't have the appetite to eat.
Noong June 12 naman, formal na nagsumite ng kahilingan si Nicholas Kaufman, lead defense counsel ni Rodrigo Duterte para sa pansamantalang paglaya o interim release ng dating pangulo patungo sa ibang bansa sa kadahilan ng may edad na ito at ang paniniwalang hindi siya tatakas ayon sa ulat ng ABS-CBN News. Nang tanungin kung nasa listahan ba ang Australia sa maaaring paglipatan ng kanyang ama, ito ang kanyang direktang sagot.
Not for this visit. Australia is in the list of countries that are considered by the lawyers, but I am not here for the interim release, not for this visit.
Sa iba pang hinaharap ng vicepresidente sa Pilipinas, inatasan siya ng Office of the Ombudsman na magsumite ng counter-affidavit bilang tugon sa mga paratang na ginamit niya ng hindi tama ang confidential funds ng kanyang tanggapan at ng Department of Education o DepEd na kanyang pinamumunuan bilang kalihim hanggang sa kanyang pagbibitiw noong Hulyo 2024.
We received the order to comment of the Ombudsman for 10 days and we intend to file our answer within 10 days. We've been preparing for this since November of 2023, the moment that we heard Representative Castro from the House of Representatives mentioned the word impeachment. So we've been preparing for this and we've hired lawyers since 2020. So they will answer. We will provide the answer within 10 days.
Noong Pebrero 2025 naman, nagsumite ng impeachment complaint ang mga mambabatas laban kay Duterte matapos ang botohan sa House of Representatives na sinundan ng paglilitis sa Senado na maaaring magtanggal sa kanya sa pwesto. Nagkaroon ng botohan sa mga alegasyon noong Desyembre sa ginamit ni Duterte ng hindi tama ang milyong-milyong pondo ng bayan at mga binitawang salita o pananakot kay Pangulong Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. Paano hinaharap ng kanyang pamilya ang mga hamon sa kasalukuyan?
Immediate family, meaning my husband and my children, they are unaffected by politics. We don't discuss politics inside the house. My children are aware because they see content in social media. But we usually sit down with them and request them to ask questions directly from me and my husband so that we can answer the questions in their heads.
Samantala, kinumpirma naman ni Vice President Sara Duterte na hindi siya dadalo sa State of the Nation address ni Pangulong Bongbong Marcos Jr. sa July 28. Ang dahilan?
I do not intend to attend the State of the Nation address of President Marcos since I don't think he will be providing anything substantial about our country. And it would be best to spend that time with the Filipino community discussing what we can do for the country and to improve the country. And so we hope to see some sort of truth to his statements that he is focusing on helping our fellow Filipinos and doing something for the country. Unfortunately, if you talk to the ordinary citizens and the Filipino community abroad, we don't see anything at all. I do not like traveling at all, except for holidays. And clearly, I am not on holiday for this trip. I am here to discuss with the Filipino community on ways forward for our country. And of course, how we can push the administration to do more for our country.
Hindi naman lahat ng Pilipino ay sang-ayon sa pagbisita ni Sara Duterte. Para sa mga grupong gaya ng Bayan Australia, Gabriela, Migrante at Anak Bayan, sinubukan nilang tutulan ang pagpunta ng vice-presidente sa Australia.
Siyempre, galit na galit. Sinubukan naming sumulat para stop ang visa niya. Unfortunately, because we learned nang huli na nakarating na siya dito. Wala siyang karapatan na gamitin ang resources na ninakaw niya kasi pera natin yan para umikot sa buong mundo para kumuha ng suporta.
Ano pa ang kanilang pinaninindigan tungkol dito?
Nandito ako para ipakita sa lahat ang aking paniniwala, ang aking paninindigan na hindi tayo pwedeng manahimik sa pagkakataon na hindi lang maraming pinatay ng mga Pilipino, mga bata, more than 30,000, and that's documented in the Philippines. And now na nakakulong na siya, gusto nilang pakawalan siya, nasa naman ang justice doon.
Bago humarap sa Free Duterte Rally, nagbigay ng mensahe si Vice President Sara Duterte sa kanyang mga taga-suporta sa Australia, gayon din sa mga sumusuporta sa kanyang ama.
First, I'd like to thank the Filipino community in Australia, but not just Australia. Many came to Australia to join the Free Duterte Now rally here in Melbourne. Some came from Hawaii, some came from the U.S. and from the Philippines as well. And we thank them for that, and we thank them for listening about the ICC case and about the situation of former President Rodrigo Duterte.
Umapela si Vice President Sara Duterte nitong linggo sa mga Pilipino sa Melbourne na hikayatin ang pamahalaan ng Australia at iba pang mga dayuhang lider na siyasatin o makialam sa umano'y mga walang hustisyang aksyon laban kay dating Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte na kasalukuyang nakakulong sa The Netherlands. Abangan sa mga susunod na araw ang iba't ibang reaksyon ng mga Pilipino sa pagdating ni Duterte sa Australia. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.